Hey, Gunbox here. Today we got Mutt Men episode 155, and I'm joined as always by the Texas boy. How are you doing, good sir?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Any text message for us this week?
The one week I ain't got nothing for you. No text messages.
I mean, unless you want to hear about me playing D&D. Y'all interested in my D&D stories?
All right, so our guest this week is Matster Gamer. Welcome, Matster. It's been a while.
How is it going? It has been a while.
Yeah, me and him used to do a weekly thing early on in the season. We introduced 335 Odd to the larger community. Obviously, we pushed Split Close. We talked. It was basically a meta report early on in the season, and I had fun. So, Matster, what you been up to lately? What have you been doing?
A whole lot of Madden and a small amount of Apex. All is relative.
But it sounds like you're constantly talking about Apex on Twitter.
Yeah, this is a very good game. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, you like first-person shooters a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Madden somehow drew you in. Why?
It was really the easiest esport to get in.
So you call the Madden competitive community a bunch of softies, right?
It was more so not having to have a team. When you play mostly games, you have to build yourself up with a team, and mm-hmm. you get it done yourself.
Yeah, you're
not that you don't need people to get you to where you need to be, but to kind of prove yourself, what you need is you.
Texas, you were going to say something?
I was like, yeah, you are the team.
Exactly.
In Madden, exactly. Whereas in other games, like trying to play like competitively, you got to have your fourth may not be on in the afternoon, so you can't play until later that night. But then maybe a guy can't be on that night, so all of a sudden, y'all can't play.
And you got to work on a lot of he said, she said, and kind of you have to build your name rather than actually be good in a way that makes sense to kind of stand out from everybody. So I figured I'd skip that step.
So we dedicated our backgrounds to your favorite game of all time. Why did you move off the COD scene then?
The team aspect.
Oh, it was totally the team aspect? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was more so. I realized early on that it made more sense to go and just kind of get into something early and something that, again, require a team. That's what I can do, and if I want to branch off, I can branch off. Call of Duty, I realized quickly, people won't really get anywhere, they just kind of go in circles, unless you know the right people, get extremely lucky, and I wasn't willing to wait to hopefully have that happen.
So you went from a game that you had to get extremely lucky in to Madden, a game you need to get extremely lucky in.
I did not prepare for that aspect. Did not think that through.
Unplanned move. Let's talk about, I'm going to go over the agenda, and we're going to talk about competitive and your year and whatnot near the end, yep. And kind of the competitive scene and whatnot. But first off the top, we're going to talk about the patch, which is on a lot of people's minds. We'll talk about the Combine promo, the glitch set with that, the event solo duos, solos against CPU, and stats over 100, we'll hit that again, and then whatever else comes up during the pod, whatever you guys are thinking of. So, let's get right to it. The patch. Texas, you played today, at least the squad's duos event. What have you noticed about the patch? Well, today, 2 days ago when we recorded this, but put it live.
All right, so first impressions. Tackles are weird now. I don't know if it's just me that was noticing, but I was falling forward a lot more on some dumb shit. Like, I'll be getting sacked in the backfield, and somebody would drag me forward. I'm like, what?
Constant. Oh yeah,
So it's not just me. It's not just me.
No, nope. All right, huge issue.
Weird thing.
Other than that, speed apparently. I'm been seeing a lot of my stamina bar being drained a lot more from when I hike the ball and throw the ball to my running back and he gets out. I'm seeing a lot more acceleration, more speed there. I really haven't got aggressive caught on because I've been playing solos all day today, so I didn't get cheated in that aspect. But the two things I've noticed, because I didn't go online yet, so y'all probably have seen a lot more of the stuff they said they patched. By the way, for the people that are reading the patch notes, they didn't actually patch the fall down, stand up, touchdown glitch, whatever the hell you want to call it.
They worked on it,
but it's not patched, so don't be out here looking at the patch notes thinking that's out of the game. That's still going to happen to you randomly. You're going to get mad when it does.
It should happen less, because I think they got all but one instance of it out, is what it read, is they got all but one of the bugs that caused it out. Unless there's some secret ones they don't know about, but
yeah,
sounds like it should be happening a lot less for now. Whenever they That's at least how that read to me.
So well, everybody who doesn't know, Matster is a game changer, so he's come on here to defend EA's pride. I'm just kidding. But yeah, go on, Tex, you're saying something?
Well, I was going to say, in the fact that they also said it wasn't patched on stream, so I was just going based off what Kralos said. It was an accident. We made a mistake. And then I don't think there's anything else that I noticed. I don't really, I'm trying to think, anything else that I've seen. Strafing. I didn't get a chance to test out the hitch sticking of somebody spinning. Because it's still kind of hard to kind of line that hitch stick up. But now
I've only played a couple of games. Yeah. So I haven't seen it, but I saw enough people complaining about it, which I thought was a good thing.
Complaining about the fumbles or complaining about, like, not...
The fumbles.
Okay.
So which, that means it's working.
Yeah, that should be the counter to it. The fact you couldn't get a hit stick before was, like, the most frustrating thing.
Yeah, it was an issue. And there's still issues with it. But I think, honestly, that's kind of where you want to see fumbles. You want to see someone getting kicked. Fumbling. Like, off... Like, what's clearly a mistake is spinning into a hit stick.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, honestly, I think for the future, and at least in the competitive mode, I would like to see fumbles limited to events like that where it's getting punished rather than just random player just hit sticks my guy.
It's tough because the competitive mode is shared between Mutt and Salary Cap.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. So, like, they'd have to separate those two somehow, get rid of... Or I don't know about adding a whole other game mode. That seems like too much work. Adding a fourth one for SC specifically, but...
I mean, honestly, I think it would just be reworking it. Always been my thought process with that. Ever since they added the game modes, I've been kind of thinking that's probably how that should be
addressed. I like arcade. I don't like arcade and head-to-head. I like it in solos, though. I love just being able to throw a ball up in solos and catch it.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
And then cause fumbles more frequently in solos. I think I have more fun with that. So I'd like something to keep it as a solo mode for arcade. Because anything else except for solos in arcade, and it's just a pain in the ass.
Or yeah, I mean, I guess it could just be based off the difficulty, right? You can keep solos on, like, pro and have that be standard arcade and then all pro on, like, the Mutt style of arcade.
Yeah. Or we could do a house events on arcade. It'd be kind of fun.
We'll get to house events in a little bit.
I would like to see that. Yeah. All right.
I'll type that down.
All right. So what did y'all notice about the patch that y'all are...
Matt, do you want to go?
Well, I'm still getting egged.
Okay.
Now...
When you say egg, what do you mean?
I mean, find Randy Moss. And
really?
Get it to him. Okay. Now, to be fair, I haven't seen it in triple coverage yet. So that's a good sign. We were throwing eggs in the red zone, and there were triple coverage, and they were not caught, which I feel like before they would have been caught. So maybe that's from that, but that's the closest thing to an example I've seen. I've only played two or three games. I'm there to say they're all the way back, because people always read into the patch notes wrong. Kind of makes you mad, but at this point I'm kind of used to it. Sort of like the auto-strafe thing. People about auto strafe for a while, and there have been some auto strafe bugs, but most people complain about auto strafe don't on even with the bug. It's just that when they fix the user A gaps and the user turbo rushes early in the year, they added that auto strafe mechanic so you can do that. Well, that's what was implementing, like, that's what was obstructing the movement, making them think they were auto strafing, which in a way it is an auto strafe, but it's not auto strafe in your regular sense. That actually got addressed in this patch. So I don't know the exact specifics of how they changed. I know they did change it. That would appear a lot less, pretty much unless you penetrate. Which is a really good change. In the three games that I played, I didn't see it.
Good.
I was complaining about that, like, yesterday.
Yeah, I saw an auto strafe issue today in a game, but I haven't checked my settings since I did the patch, so... Could just be my settings being fucked
up. Yeah, they could still have the Mutt issues with the settings resetting based off the home game. I don't know if that's still a thing. I haven't played Mutt in a while, but I do know that that could be it. But for my experience today, auto-strafing hasn't been a problem. Like I was mentioning earlier, people read the patch notes wrong very frequently, what I'm realizing, and they understand it wrong, even though it has notes that are in bold and explain what they're saying. The ag rate didn't get tuned down, just the in triple coverage or double coverage scenarios, the defenders around the player weren't getting calculated information. What was happening is you threw the ball, the player was being counted as open or covered at the point throwing the ball. So the people that were getting there late weren't actually counting. So now it fixes that specific issue. It didn't actually tone down the ag rate itself, which I think people don't really understand when reading that. And to be fair, it's hard to get that from reading that. But that's you'll still see ags, and that will still happen, and it's frustrating in of its own right. However, the triple coverage dunk on the team, pick him on the way down, and send a flying Wacha should happen a whole lot less.
So you can still throw it one-on-one and have a success rate for high points, but two-on-one and maybe with the user there, with the second guy there,
you should start seeing a lot more. Okay. Again, I'm not a fan of one-on-ones at all, but the extremely frustrating one is now out of the way.
Yeah.
That I think pretty much everybody agrees on. I can understand the argument for competitive. It's very bad.
Texas, do you like one-on-one egg catches? I know most people hate two-on-one. What do you think about one-on-ones?
I mean, one-on-ones with a dice roll at that point. So I guess I'm more annoyed with the animations that you get. Like, if I'm going for the swat, my guy decides to let the motherfucker catch the ball, then try to swat at it. That's what kind of annoys me. So I think it's based off of the animation. Like, if I just get aggressive called on, fine. But, like, when I'm over here mashing square to deflect the ball, and then he gets that animation where he catches the ball and it falls on the ground, I'm like, I wasn't trying to go for that. That's what's more frustrating. So I think I'm okay with it depending on what animation I end up getting. Which just makes no sense, but that's kind of...
No.
Yeah,
results of a process, man. Results of a process. Because some of them are just... But like,
supposed to happen, though, when you hit swat? Yeah. You swat the ball, maybe you can't hit it. Maybe your defender can't make it to the high point of it, but he tried to swat on the way down?
But no, I just feel like I was meant to not kept like do anything. Like, even though I did the right thing here because I wanted to play the ball and just trying to get it out of the way, he just decided just to get put in the animation that I didn't want him in. Situation where you're relying upon the random chance of Madden giving you the outcome that you want. And so,
thing with those types of patches, right? I mean, that's why you get a lot of animation. Yeah. You can't just say, you can't put your defender in a position. He's either going to make a play or he's just...
Yeah, and with how this game plays, if you're doing a pass, sometimes you're not having any idea if the ball is going to bounce the proper way. I don't know how many balls I seen just fly in the air to get picked off because of the tip physics.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with the ball flying 30 yards in the air to the other side of the field?
If he threw it to my team, I'll take my ball. I don't care how I got to get it.
It's a fair point. Mm-hmm. We always think back to Madden 16 when we talk about egg catches, and then because then 17 took the swat and basically took egg catches away. 18, you didn't have that greater chance at egg catcher. But 19, we bring it back to more like these are NFL players making NFL plays. So is this Matt, do you think, or Mattster, do you think this is more catering to the casual audience for these egg catches, and this is something you hate?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say just the casual, because I know a lot of the sim guys like it because, again, it is those big-time players making big-time plays, right? I mean, that's what you pay them to do.
True.
However, it's not balanced in the slightest. Getting a good defender doesn't stop you. There's that. It's not like you can put your defender in a better position. Defend the egg. You're either going to pick it, gonna get agged, or you're gonna swat it, and it sounds balanced when you write it, when you say it like that. But
on the three outcomes, but it's more closer to
50. You kind of just find out after the play.
Have you noticed taller DBs having more success against that than shorter DBs?
I'll have a look.
Okay.
All the team builders.
Yeah.
I haven't played.
Like with Atwater or maybe some of the taller guys. But the thing is, like, the taller guys are slower, so it kind of sucks. Yeah.
Once you have 99 speeders. Ran by.
So taking account of the entire audience of the game, Mattster, do you think egg catches are good for the game or bad for the game?
In general, I think that again, like, it's the issue again becomes how do you balance something where one can it and the other doesn't? I mean, that's why we have three modes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think in sim, I think you want to see the ags because I don't think there isn't really a way to kind of put your DB in a better position with a controller.
Yeah,
And
there's no
you
way
can't
of
don't
there's no
have
way of making
that.
it as a skill-based thing. Is there to make receiver one-on-one skill-based?
Not with the current set of animation. You have to remove.
Could you make like a Mortal Kombat like counter punch
Area
versus
type system.
catching? Yeah.
I think it would just be gimmicky if they like you could, but it would be kind of just like what is it called? Tackle battles. It'd just be kind of
Boom.
like that, and it's like anybody really like that? It's like you count speed
Yeah.
inputting a button faster as skill mechanic. Not
That
really.
shit pretty much sucked. You'd have to like slow down the game, right? Yeah.
I don't think anybody wants that.
Yeah, no.
It's you could look at
It
them a
could be
lot of
like
different ways.
Guitar Hero when the stuff can come from the top of the screen, and you gotta hit the buttons in the right order, and then you gotta get to get the catch.
Back in the old Naruto games where once you use the super you could counter it. Is that
There it
actually
is.
Dragon Ball? That might have been Dragon Ball game.
Yeah. Texas, how about you? You want more mini games inside of your game of Madden football?
No. Like, so we about to talk about it. I was thinking just like how, like, if you're going for the stiff form and it popped up, you were so mad if it was B or if it was
Oh,
another
right.
button. Like, I was trying to stiff form and shit popped up, and now I get tackled for a loss when it could have, if I knew it was going to be copping up. So I think EA got rid of that, or at least it got rid of the battle ready mechanic, because
They
it's
didn't head to
just,
head, yeah.
yeah, it just
Yeah.
doesn't, it's stupid. Like, why
Apparently, it's
would,
still thinking it's.
like it just doesn't make any sense, because it didn't reward who was patient, really. It rewarded if you're going on defense, going for a hit stick or a tackle, pressing square, and then it was triangle, and you get trucked. It's like it just didn't. It was a cool concept, but yeah, it didn't implement well based
I
off
think you
of what
see
people were
that
doing.
in a lot of games too, where trying to do those quick time events outside of, again, solo kind of almost always fails. That one of those things is like, oh, this would be cool.
Even
Yeah,
in
like it's.
that sucked. Like when they first announced that for Madden 17, when I saw that, I was over the moon pissed. I was like, this fucking sucks. Who thought this a quick time event Madden? So I'm glad that it ended up going away, but man, it took a couple years too long. I hate that. Like whoever thought that, whoever whatever person thought about that, man, how did that get shot down? I don't get that.
I
That's
mean,
stupid.
there was also
there's no bad ideas, good
target
folks.
passing was also a thing. I guess that was after.
18 was target passing,
There's
yeah.
no bad ideas. I mean, the same company had the idea to take the sprint out of the game so that the CPU would do it for you. No. So one of the Maddens that you could not sprint. You had to go to the setting and turn it on. So if you didn't know about that, your guys would not sprint unless they were in the open field.
Honestly,
So yeah.
that's actually probably a pretty
Don't tell me when I choose my sprint. You fucking
good.
government, get out my damn game. I don't need this government regulation.
NHL does that. Yeah, I don't know. I like having more control over my runner and his speed.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
like sometimes you want to mix it up. Use it, don't use it. Use it, don't use it. Just kind of like trying to keep people guessing. Whereas they were only going to use speed if they were like on the outside. It was like, and if you didn't know that, if you know you could turn it back on, you got people out here with a competitive advantage against you. Sprint while you ain't.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean,
for
honestly, it probably taught good habits. Is the way I see it, like, but you probably shouldn't have added it as a D.
But it's
Like,
not
it's
really good.
weird.
Is it good habits though? If you just don't use it, I guess it's a good habit if you just never used it. So then now when you have a turbo bug, you know how to run. Yeah.
But I mean, you can't really, like, man, finicky.
Yeah, you gotta basically, if you want a lot of block sheds, you gotta hit that right trigger right away, but that's not what you want. But anyway, like, so with the patch. From basically, I saw a lot of what Texas said, and it is so frustrating. Like, I think the QB draw, I didn't see it at all, I didn't try it at all. But being able to fall 5 yards forward after contact, even behind the line of scrimmage, it's disgusting. QB sacks now, unless you can get some sort of like hit stick or something, the guy falls forward like 5 yards. It's insane. People are going to
I've
be
seen
pissed.
a decent amount. You actually have me thinking. I might need to go into practice mode right now as we're saying that. I'm gonna try QB sneaking and gaining 5 yards.
Yeah, I
QB
don't know about
sneaking and
sneak,
getting
but try
dragged
draw
forward.
too.
Yeah.
But like I've also seen a like here's okay. Here's the grand conspiracy, okay? You know how before we got that Megatron card around, was it Halloween, the first time we got that? We got a boost in that patch to egg catches. Okay? They said
Wasn't that the nerf that ended up boosting?
No, no. This was prior to that. They ended up, quote-unquote, nerfing it, I think, the next patch. And then this week, our 99 overall running back is going to be Chris Johnson. And it feels like we're getting a lot of broken tackles now. So now they're focusing the gameplay around this new MasterCard that people are going to want because we're getting more open field break tackles. Not that they never happened before, don't get me wrong. That was something that was happening in the game previously. But it feels like we're seeing a little bit of this whole fall forward. Ball carriers got buffed on the run, and we get a running back. Prior, we got a wide receiver. Now, tell me, Tex, that I'm crazy.
I can do that.
You think they're doing this? I mean, it's two examples of
We said that called it out on the podcast when it happened with Megatron.
Yeah, where just all of a sudden everybody's out here just mossing dudes. That could be what I don't think
to
that,
sell people on Megatron cards.
I think they just when they patch things, something just inadvertently happens.
Yeah, that's
always I always assume that it's always not. I'm a big conspiracy guy right there with you, Fox. But sometimes I trust incompetency over conspiracy. So I think that they patched something and it broke something else, which broke tackle. They patched some of this shit and it made tackling made defensive harder. So now I'm gonna be really mad when I lose the game on like dude tries to go for it on 4th and 2. I get a tackle in the backfield and he's gonna fall forward for 15 yards.
It's gonna be disgusting. But no, when I have to decide between evil and incompetence, you generally go with incompetence. I agree. I just thought it'd be
funny with line. That stuff, honestly. I stopped blaming them. Like, I had only because when you realize they're like pretty much working on like 20-year code that they didn't code, they're pretty much obviously back. So like,
yep.
It's hard when you can't. It's hard to blame them.
I mean, how long? All right, Matt, I got a question. How long are you gonna keep accepting the legacy code excuse? How long are you going to keep giving them that excuse to keep using?
Well, until they start building up new. I mean, it depends
on who. So that's an indefinite excuse they can use.
It depends on who you're blaming.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's hard to blame the people that are just working with.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, oh my god, you gave me a really good idea in the fall. I am,
exploit? Don't announce it, bro. Bring out the term. You should get in contact. You should get in contact with Mutt Leaks and try to figure out how to do that rocket catch you was talking about and win all the money. He's like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Well, that's not.
So you're saying it's not the Madden developer's fault for the game being like this?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to put it on. Like working with. It would be one thing if they could work with new code every single year or the dev cycle got pushed to years. There's reason to be mad. I mean, I'm mad at this. But
so whose fault is it? Anybody's?
I mean, it's higher up, I would assume. Not anybody I know.
Okay. He doesn't want to burn any bridges. So no, I would assume.
Like, I don't, like, it's kind of like, that's.
Yeah, that's.
One of those things that I have no idea.
Yeah, this is the Mutt Men podcast, not the politically correct podcast. Right, calling out names.
I got an idea whose fault.
Clint! What?
I mean, they didn't Rex say he wanted to fix the game, but it was marketable, so whoever said it was marketable is his fault. That's what we blaming. Anonymous Madden developer. Or anonymous EA.
Madden.
Sorry.
Executive.
EA executive. So that's whose fault it is. That's why they can't work a new code. Blink twice if you agree.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's like, it's hard for me to blame, working with them.
But I mean, this has been their excuse for years now, and in their company, like, maybe it's not in one individual's game, like, you could say it's this, fuck this guy, except for Andrew Wilson. Like, it's not, you could say, they've been using an excuse for years about legacy code. Eventually, it's the time to put up or shut up, right?
I mean, yeah, but it would be one thing if they were able to make that decision.
I mean, even Anthem, a brand new developed game that took them 5 years, is getting terribly reviewed by reviews for EA. Even EA literally paid. EA literally paid critics or paid YouTubers to review the game and made them take it down because it was too critical. Like, so this new code that magical unicorn that the company that the company needs that the community always talks about, it doesn't even fucking work for their other games.
That's a bad example only because it's a completely different studio.
It's the same overarching company though.
Well, yeah, but you can't blame can't blame the company for the product. Like, you can't blame the company. Say all games they're gonna make now, because it's.
But what have we seen over the last year from this company? Battlefield 5. We saw FIFA.
No, there's been a whole lot of failures this past year. But you can't say it's definitely like, assuming in a world where they have all the time they need to make the perfect Madden, right? We can't just assume because Anthem isn't doing well that Madden in that world would also fail. Because again, it's two separate kind of entities in a complete game. Now, there might be things that are impossible to fully work. That's a thing. And there could be cases where, it could also fail. However, I don't think one equals the other. That makes sense.
No, I get what you're saying, but even with this, with Madden and the development cycle and whatnot, we've seen them not put their focus on gameplay, and we've seen these bugs pop up, and them focusing on other things like long shot, career mode next year. But like, we still have these bugs, so like, even though you say, oh, maybe if this group of people had more time to work on it, it'd be better. That's fine though, but they do have that time, and they dedicate those resources elsewhere.
I mean, that's kind of the same. It's the resources for gameplay are still. I mean, that's.
So how do we not blame the company for this like boondoggle that we have?
I mean, it's not blaming the company. There's no one that I could point at. Honestly, say it's their fault at.
Like, obviously, it's not some frontline workers' fault. As much as we wanted to blame, as much as I want to blame Tex or Clint or anybody else, Kralo, Goo, whoever's names I shout out when things go wrong in game, I get it. It's not one person's fault, but it's the company's fault. It's the people that put the prod together. That when it's the company's fault, that falls on the higher management, right? We can say this is a failure of management. And putting this game together
on the highest levels.
I mean, again, it's not anyone that I know.
Okay, all right. Do you have a lot of confidence in Madden 20 with the way this patch looks and plays and this gameplay is right now?
I mean, I wasn't expecting much out of this patch in the year, to be honest.
Okay, why is that?
It's so late in the cycle. I doubt crazy amounts of resources were put towards it.
Okay.
So at that point, like, I woke up, checked the patch notes, I went to practice mode for 15 minutes, back asleep. I just didn't really expect much. Figured I'd hear if there was anything crazy. But I don't think I could look at this patch and say, my expectations on that.
Okay.
I would think we need to get a lot closer before.
I mean, here's the thing with this patch. I will say there are some things they did this. It really shows like that they are moving forward with a few of the things that the community have kind of pointed out, are kind of issues. You know, the egg catches and double coverage. They clearly have a directive or a want this year to make receivers win one-on-one battles. And that's something they're not taking out because that is the direction forward. And I understand that. I respect that. That's the vision they have for their game for competitive. So that is them saying, here's our game, take it. All right? But them toning down 2-on-1, 3-on-1s, I think is a very positive look forward because that's something that the community hates the most of all, like we talked about. So that's cool. The aggressive pass rush glitch where you can move back and forth in your D-line and not get him jump, that's out of the game. That wasn't that big. I saw
honestly,
the YouTube video.
That.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. Like,
what do you
beforehand,
mean?
I tried a lot of different ways to stay on it aggressive. A lot.
Yeah.
That one didn't work. I'm actually kind of surprised. I was really surprised when I read that. because I just didn't think it worked at all. And aggressively in that.
Yeah, I
kind of a tangent, but that was actually something that kind of just caught me off guard. Remembered it just now.
You tried it 3-3-5 or what?
I tried it in a few. Maybe it was to a specific division.
Was it 3-3-5 normal that you tried in?
It was a while ago.
Okay.
But I think I tried it a few. I was,
yeah.
So like when I saw it in the patch notes, I was actually kind of surprised. Again, it could be a big nickel. Could be just because. I don't know. Yeah, that was actually something that caught me off guard reading it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that YouTube video a while ago. It didn't have a lot of views. I didn't see that many people online using it. So, but yeah, I was also kind of surprised. I agree. But overall, like, so they're listening to us and making the changes that we asked for. And that's huge. Texas, do you see that? Do you see them, like, kind of paying attention to kind of the biggest sore spots of the community? What else is there that you'd want them to, like, make sure and fix for 20 at least? If this is the last from 19.
Well, I don't think there's anything that... I don't think there's anything they could fix from, like, this gameplay-wise that I would be in here for 20. I mean, I still want better offensive lineman blocking. I still want better targeting on, like, run plays where my tight end will block somebody that's not in the way. Like, dude's right here in front of me. He'll go block the safety. I'm like, that's not what I want. So I don't know if they can fix that in this year's game, but I still like to see an overhaul of just, like, that.
I mean, it's actually kind of funny. I have similarly opposite.
All right, let's hear it.
You think blocking's too good?
Pass blocking, yeah.
What?
Pass blocking's too good?
There's issues with... No, that's not to say there isn't issues.
Yeah.
However, defenses have become bland because everything the pass... Effective Shendi or random that just occasionally will bug the O-line and it'll come in. I miss defense that you set up a defense, your opponent does the wrong... Like
there was things that the opponent literally couldn't do 3 years ago that stopped those blitzes.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're starting to have those tools, right? They added the running back. Either side of the quarterback and get a second motion, but we did get the ability to motion to either side of the quarterback this year. I would like to see like that's wide receiver blocking all that, but I think the O-line is almost too smart right now. Now, again, there are issues that it does need to be fixed with pass blocking, but I think, in generally, the run block targeting, again, it's... I'm not saying that I need that to be worked at all. That's still something that should... But that's not... Again, I feel like it's been improved years to the point where there's only, like, people kind of not changing their targeting mid-play. They just stay on their pre-play targeting. And that is kind of an issue, like when you start to motion players and receive where you actually snap the ball.
Yep.
But I think actually the O-line is almost too fast blocking.
You and I nearly came to blows in one of our last recording sessions earlier this year based off this. So you and I were talking about 3-3-5 odd, and I set up the 3-3-5 odd blitz. You said it wasn't going to take over because it was inconsistent. And I'm
That's
like,
actually the reason it did.
Yeah. And I'm
well,
like,
there was also nothing better. Which is part of it.
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, there were still other blitzes that worked, but that was the best at the time. Just
but
about.
Yeah.
Because
the thing
anyways.
Is that, so I'll explain that real quick, because I think a lot of people don't understand. For one, contains could shed at that time. Also, what happened with contains is the second you tap sprint with your quarterback, the contains would shoot to the quarterback. So if you were up in the pocket and you had the defensive end out leveraged, you tap right trigger to start sprinting into the open field, the contain would come out of nowhere and just stack him. The loop took away the A gap, so you couldn't scramble early in the play, or even if you did pick it up. And the loop also came in randomly, regardless of what you did. It was very random. You didn't know if it was getting blocked or coming free based off the pre-snap because, it was a random blitz. You had ways to pick it up better than others, but at the same time, everybody all had different ways to pick it up for a reason. It still came in randomly regardless. There'd be one game where you picked it up 100% plays. Next game, you'd be lucky to pick it up 50%. Five people would.
So,
those factors combined is what made it.
So, Matster, I got four words for you. I told you so. I told you that shit was fucking broke! Finally won one! Woo!
Yeah.
Anyways,
to be fair, again, that also
that
was
shit
because
fucking
it was
sucked. Oh, and you're like, oh, this isn't very good. I was like, what are you doing? I was like pulling my hair out during the yeah. damn debate.
And to be fair, I still don't think it was very good.
What? That shit was winning tournaments.
It was the only defense.
That's because...
So there's high odds.
Okay, what are we running in defense now? High odds.
Yeah.
There's defenses people are playing now. There's still other defenses. There was the loop back then that nobody had found. Deuce Close. Why doesn't Deuce Close get the respect for finding the DT loop? Huh?
Deuce Close.
You never heard of him? The YouTuber?
Yeah, I actually have.
Yeah. Yeah, he finally that shit. And everybody's like, oh, that's just loop D. Like, what the fuck? Nobody knew about
actually,
that shit.
Actually, I was...
Really?
From
right.
what I've seen, I'm gonna have to give it. That's
okay.
actually where I started. I don't
know this
feel
stuff.
Like I made the big nickel popular.
Hmm. Okay.
I would take credit for it. There's a version of it. Certain people have. However, the semantic.
Okay.
It's
not
really semantic. Yeah. So again, the loop was. When the loop came in, it was very good. However, yeah. when it didn't come in, it was some trash. Because you only effectively had three people pass rushing.
You had how many? What?
Because once they patched the contains the first time where they stopped shedding, there was only three people pass rushing. You mm-hmm. didn't really get good shed. That's the main reason.
Yeah, so anyways, it was dominant. But
it was.
Regardless, back to O-line being smart. The thing is, the O-line, you're saying it's smart and it can pick up players randomly or whatever, and it should be a game of adjustments.
So, the game will reward you for doing the wrong thing often, like too often.
You tell me, we've had this argument about ID the mic, and I'm like, ID the mic doesn't work because it doesn't actually pick up the guy you want. You're like, well, it works, but in the wrong way. You got to ID the right side. You got if you make the right adjustment, it'll do the right thing. And so, like, this is all, it's all backwards. It's broken in a bad way.
Yes, and I agree. And I think, honestly, not in retrospect, but I do think that would clean up my argument better if I did the mic. If the O-line
I don't get why you're making the argument. I don't get it.
Okay, so here's my thing.
Okay.
If ID the mic works, right? Okay. And it just tells your running back who to pick up. We'll say aggressively, so. Actually pick it up late and you get end up getting sacked. We'll say it aggressively picks up that person. And there's some downside to IDing the wrong person. Maybe he just, since he goes so aggressively, he misses the guy he might end up having to block. Something along those lines. That would, again, if you were able to scheme blitzes a little better, we haven't been able to scheme blitzes since Madden 17, nickel normal, nickel blitz 2. Again,
that
blitz
wasn't
was broken.
A fucking scheme.
No. That blitz was broken. But I'm not trying to say that was like.
Okay.
However, you could send a linebacker off either side, send a corner blitz, you could send A-gap, it was real and all with a very similar look. You can't do anything like that anymore. Now, maybe you should have had to send five when you did that and not three. Maybe you should have been able to block it. However, you can't do that anymore in any kind of way in any defense. There isn't any like thought process to blitzing. You find the best blitz and you use every single play, or you play coverage.
Or you mix it up to throw your opponent off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You send a blitz 90% of the time and then mix an occasional coverage, or it's the other way around. But there isn't anything of mixing up different blitzes to attack certain blocking schemes.
I don't know. Like, here's the thing. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, that's why I like. So I'm kind of actually angry. A lot of the competitive guys are doing 3-3-5 because I've been using that for months. And that's exactly what I do in my 3-3-5. It's pretty well, even cover, like what's nice about play sticks is that I can call something that looks like a cover 2, play sticks and not get beat over top in a cover 3. And then also like when I'm in that cover 2 shell, I'll send 7 at you, or I'll back off and send 3 with a QB spy. So like that's why the 3-3-5, my blitzes look very almost identical to me sending 3 and cross manning you with a cover 3 or
well,
even
no, the,
cover
the
2.
Coverage will always look similar.
Yeah, but even the blitzes look similar in my 3-3-5 is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, the blitzes can look similar, but you can pretty much all pick them up. Especially in 3-3-5 from what I noticed.
Slide one way, block the running back the other one? Nah, I can beat a bunch max protect in 3-3-5 by sending 6.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to do it, but again, like when you have time to look at it as offensive perspective, you can generally pick up everything with
That's a fair point. And you think that's inappropriate and blitzes shouldn't be able to be picked up that easy?
I think there should have to be more thought process to it. Especially when, like... And that's more of a finicky example, right? That's really nitpicky. There's things where you could send six people off the left and then block your running... Or, like, not block your running back, slide right. And you're going to somehow pick up the blitz off the left. That's more so the issue. You can see it at times.
Okay.
Like... That's more so, like, the more outrageous examples will really be pushed. I mean, honestly, even sending five off the left and then sliding right, there's an issue. And it's not as bad with the pinch line stuff, but it's still, like, I just wish there was thought process. Right now, there's really...
Yeah, I mean, in the NFL, like, the offensive line doesn't have a brain in Madden, right? In the NFL, they do.
They kind of do. But you're talking about the repetitive play awareness.
Well, not so much that, but, like, offensive linemen. So, in the NFL, the defensive line runs stunts, runs different motions, and does stuff, and kind of drops guys off, and things make a mistake. But, like, NFL, the NFL linemen, a lot of the blocking's based on feel. Like, say you're a right tackle and a right guard, and they're running, like, a DT end loop. If the DT starts attacking your left shoulder, you're like, oh, shit, this is a loop.
You immediately go to that, yeah.
And then it loops around. Then it's basically an auto pass-off. So, like, there's no pre-play identification of a loop from a DT end in the NFL. Like, that's just them getting aware and figuring out that this shit's happening, right? Or, like, yeah. if a center all of a sudden, like, they're double leg at the center and they back off, then it's like, oh, shit, what's happening here? Let me see if somebody else is coming. I got my eyes looking left and right, looking for a blitzer. There's post-play recognition for a lot of these guys in the NFL, too, as Madden should have.
Yeah, and I mean, that makes sense. Right?
Yeah.
After you see more and more technique, longer and longer period of time, you would expect people to kind of learn.
Yeah, like, I don't expect my 99 overall left tackle to be fooled by a simple stunt. Somebody's got 98 awareness. I don't think a simple, like, oh my god, this is the same blitz he's run 25 times in a row. What the fuck do I do here? I don't want that shit to happen to me.
Yeah, but it's hard with that, right? Because then you start talking about awareness. That, like, honestly, stuff like that is easier to break than what we.
What I'm talking about is, like, this blitz, this nickel blitz, whatever it is. Like, I shouldn't be confused and disengaging people when. You know, it's something easily an offensive line could pick up in real life.
I mean, I do have issues. Are you talking about specific pages?
Well, there's that.
Like the drop-offs there to pick.
We're talking about all of it. But yeah, you could break down any one part.
Because that's a big issue. And I think that's one of the bigger, like, broken issues of the offensive line. When you just drop them off to note.
Yeah.
And that, I will say, it feels better than it used to. I don't know if you had the same. I was the meta, like, the tackle was just.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know.
You if still see it though, but yeah,
it's rarer though, right? Not crazy, because I feel like nobody's really talked about it.
I mean, it's a couple times a game. If you face a heavy blitzer,
I guess that's true. Like I feel like it's been worked on. I could be wrong there though. Throughout the year, that's been one.
Okay.
Or not, blue, but yeah. Wrong, and you just. Oh yeah, we're gonna pass off the right tackle because you know someone is standing kind of close to the line of scrimmage, not blitzing, but they're standing close. So we're just obviously no one.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Texas, what are your thoughts on all that offensive line play in NFL like Joe Thomas type of awareness and whatnot?
Like I would love to see something like that, but I figure like if you're a user and you can just make the right call, it shouldn't have to be one of these things where you've got to do all these what you call it counterintuitive things to be able to block this stuff. So
I think it's really just making the ID really work more straightforward.
So like if the guy's blitzing off the left, I should be able to slide left, ID the guy blitzing, and have that pick up instead of having to slide left or slide right and ID some random cornerback so that actually blocking works. So if it is simplified to the point where anybody can do it instead of having to like have the knowledge about like what you have to do in a situation, you should be good to go. Everybody says you can slide and block it and ID and it works, but I'm like there's certain things you have to do in a certain order you got to do it in so that way you get the result that you want.
That's exactly. Go ahead. Oh, I was just gonna say, like, I think you can't do what I want until that's polished. And I think that's reasonable. But I do think, again, the O-line by itself almost does too much of the work. And I don't know if that's changed. And I know people still hate the O-line. And if you have more control over who's blocking who, that would be through adding the mic feature, getting a rework. So you're kind of running back aggressively blocked, say, the guy you ID. So there would be the downside of, oh, hey, you ID'd someone who is, we'll just say he was did a bluff blitz, right? Even though, again, a zone would be more realistic. And he's bluff blitzing through the right A gap. Well, your running back shoots through that gap, but then there's no one there to actually block. So the guy, maybe he sent a nickel blitz on that play, and a nickel's coming. Running back isn't there to kind of recover. And balance system like that, where you ID'd the wrong person, you got punished for it, but had he were to blitz that guy, he would have picked him up. And then at that point, you could start making it a little less aware, and that way you kind of have blitzes back, and there's kind of more of a mind pressure in the game.
Yeah, Matt, it makes sense. So do you think the smart offensive linemen are the counter to, like, overly crazy good users? So because this game, in a lot of top-end type of, I would say, defenses over the year have been based off very heavy pressure, and then use your crazy good user to take away the first and second reads of the offense. So, like, you got to make a quick decision. And if the defense can out-quick decision the offense, all of a sudden there's a turnover. Now, because offensive line, if they're really good, they can stop that super heavy, crazy pressure to make the user kind of lessen their impact on an immediate quick throw. What do you think about that for game balance? Is it the counter?
No, I don't think so. If they're going to throw it at you, they're going to throw it. I mean, there's obviously cases where...
Yeah, but if a user can guard a drag and 15 yards behind them with their Super Saiyan power. But... If you can send a blitz at somebody where they have to throw the ball in 2 seconds, and because you can't get it picked up, is that the ability to counter that? So now you have 3 or 4 seconds to make a decision, 5 to make a decision, so that the user isn't, because the user's overpowered. Straight up, users are overpowered.
Yeah,
so that,
I don't
to
think
basically counter that. So now the offensive line is overpowered on pass protection in order to help counter that.
Well, the past 2 years we've seen. I think right we in the past 2 years that I think we've been playing the game, we've seen, in my opinion.
I disagree with you completely, 100%, but
well,
go on.
There's still issues. I mean, not say there hasn't been issues, because like this year you can't run single. Like there's plenty of issues with O. I don't want to say there's not.
Yeah.
But we haven't really seen any blitz take over the past 2 years. Now, you could say, again, odd. But, again, that's not like you're just getting sacked every play if you don't know how to block it. That's like, oh, you got sacked this play. It's been two very easy offensive years for Adam. In back-to-back games.
Well,
with
the after they got patched to hell.
I don't think so. I mean, what there hasn't really been a defense.
You just said odd. And it was odd.
No,
2 years
that
ago.
Was the defense that... It was ran for 2 years. But I don't think it was... Honestly, I don't think that was our defense. All to beat. The only time
I was... literally the only thing you saw online for months at a time.
Well, yeah, but at that point, it becomes... play against it. Now, you can
well,
say that
because
with
you're playing
Nickel
against
Blitz 3...
Player.
For Nickel Blitz 2 was overpowered. Odd was nothing to Nickel.
Yes, because... Okay.
And that's really my point, is like, that was...
Just because something's... Something's still overpowered just because it wasn't as powerful as before. Like, just because you don't have, you know, A-gaps that sack you before you could take a step backwards now. Like, that's just because it's not as powerful doesn't mean it's overpowered, though, right?
No, I don't think that's... I'm not trying to compare the two like that. I'm just saying... I'm using that as an example of something that is clearly overpowered. I don't think Odd was.
Really? Even though it was 90% of the meta, at least at the top end.
I think it was unbalanced, and I don't think there was other things to work with. So, again, that's part of not being able to scheme on defense. There's not a lot of defense you have. Right? You don't see a lot of different defense.
Like, why do you want one defense or overpowered defense? Aren't we in a better place now that we're having a varied defensive set, varied defenses that we're going against?
Well, it depends on the reason for it. I don't see that also. Like, maybe in Mutt, you see that more. I don't really
what do you
see that. I see Big Nickel over...
In the DT loop?
Yeah, and shed.
You see, oh shit, dude, that shit's so fucking easy though. Like,
you
really?
Would think. Yeah, that's the deal. People are manning up their entire team, letting the shed and loop.
Rushing three, shedding, yeah.
That's the defense. 100% of the game recently. People are trying different things, but pretty much every single tournament. Any game you got to watch.
Yeah.
Creep stream or normal stream, it was all the same thing.
Yeah, I love going to I mean, okay, maybe I'm saying it wrong, but like
I agree.
Maybe we're going to regret this, but fuck, Big Nickel over G3-man Rush, I love that shit.
And again, I agree. But that's my point. It's like, this defense, I don't think is very good. It's just what we have to work with. But
it's again, not just what we have to work with? What? There's plenty of other shit in the game that you could run.
I mean, if you got something, I will try it.
But well, I've been in 3-3-5 and 4-3 under Sam Blitz, too. And it's been fine. Like, I rely on my defense and then kicking field goals to win games.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess it's also different. Very hard, not, like, a lot of these high-level bunch. Like, you need quick pressure and good coverage.
Yeah.
Or, like, one or the other. And the closest thing has been Big Nick. A lot of people, it's, like, the 3-5 normal is cool, but I don't know. I've never had... I honestly really like playing it, and some people don't. Really? But I mean, if I see 3-5 normal,
what are you running against 3-5 normal? The ball, running the ball?
No, not this year. This year, running.
See, that's my point. I don't know how y'all gotten this tangent about offensive linemen pass blocking, but I just sound what a better target with run blocking.
that's not necessarily the reason. The reason actually, I think, ball this year sucks. There's two main reasons. It's Thingiback passing sucks. Thingiback is always gonna be the best way to run the ball. It's gonna be a lot harder to shoot all the gaps.
Run heavy, dude. Run heavy. When I skin out of that trio, dude, that shit's awesome.
Fucking and again, there's passing plays you could work with. However, in the pass blocking and Thingiback is significantly worse than
shot. Yeah, you could get heated up like shit. But then you just go and toss. You just call it toss in the bubble if you get heated up.
I mean, yeah, but if they're sending four and still getting the same pressure, it doesn't matter.
That would be an issue.
That I've seen it. It's when you get in single back, it gets scary. I ran single back all last year. It's just like to use that as a reference
point. And I rarely people see talking about like play action blocking. Holy fuck! Like
if that's been out of the game for years. Right, I mean, they got game of the year because I don't know how they're gonna do that.
The best, like, offensive schemes in the NFL is play action, right? That's, like, some of the best passes.
Bootlegs!
Yeah. And that shit fucking blows in Madden.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to get to. Because, like we mentioned with the O-line, if you got high awareness guys, what do you want them doing? But, like, you want your defense fully commit to a run when you didn't tell them to. And that becomes the issue with play action, where maybe if run commit was reworked, it would run and pass commit were reworked, it would kind of dictate the steps that your defense took, the first few steps of a play.
Like fucking Madden 15 and 16. I know 15, I don't know about 16, but 15, play rec fucking mattered. It was crazy. I tested that shit, I'm like, oh, fuck! Play rec makes you not fall for that play action bullshit. It actually makes you read runs. Jack Han was a goddamn monster because that fucking stat worked.
The amount of D tackles that red screens because they had like 95 or higher was fucking obnoxious. You throw a screen with 3 Ds over there. Okay, throw the ball to the dirt.
It just comes down to the end how of much mud, you
me
want
and
your
Joe shut down screens.
For you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of my point. Do you want your team to just get beat because they called play action? Or, like, I mean, how much do you want your team to work for you? And I guess it affects me more just because I'm power cap mode where I don't get the.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
get the.
Well, if you. Here's how you balance speed. Like, you know how everybody's like Josh Jones, middle linebacker. You get your speed guys on the field.
Yeah, I get that.
And then if you make play rec matter, where play action, if you have low play rec, maybe you sit there for three steps, and then they can pop pass a tight end streak over their head. Or you could get somebody smart like Sean Lee, and he'd be like, okay, I don't believe this play action. I'm going back, and I'm taking care of that pass. Like that's literally how you balance speed. That's why everybody's going for fucking speed now, because the dumbasses out there don't play the game, no matter who you put.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the argument. It's I don't know if it's good practice as it is in.
I literally played 15 and it was great.
I mean, it's funny because like last year with the zone, that's how they balanced speed because like Chris Harris and Sherman weren't fast, but they had 91 zone. Yeah. And so they were like the best cornerbacks in Madden for like the first like 5 months.
Yeah.
Because they had 91 zone. They were slow as hell. They were slow as hell, but they were out here just, oh shit, I'm breaking on this pass. Breaking on the super. I'm breaking all this shit because
yeah, like, I mean, again, that's just my issues again. Is how much do you want your team to play for you?
I want you to get my body's player. You have to fucking decide.
I mean, if my body, if I'm spending a million coins and on that's the max power up, I want a motherfucker to be out here recognize the
well,
real pass.
And exactly, and that's the thing too. Is like, well, we're playing two different factor in. Mm-hmm. Like we did mention earlier, it's like we do kind of want there to be separation ahead of the place. That's something that worries me as a player on the competitive side. Is like, well, that might actually be an issue. However, again, like you said, it's like a million coins player. Especially in a mutt, you kind of want him to be a million coins worth of player.
Yeah.
So, and I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I don't think it's a bad argument. But I do think that it should be thought through more than just the concept of I spent there because again, that's the only reason.
Well, I get you on that, but the whole thing, the whole point of MUD is to build the best team. So,
no, and again, yeah, I get that.
But these players aren't actually doing this. The MUD shouldn't exist at that point. It's not MUD's fault, obviously.
Exactly.
It's
I mean,
place.
Yeah, like, I mean,
if MUD's whole point is to get you to put this card into play, and this card's not playing like his ratings, then the game as a whole is broken.
Yeah, exactly, and I get that. I wouldn't. I think MUD that would make a lot more sense. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing for.
I mean, I'm saying the rules should be different for y'all. Like, it should literally be
exactly.
Four different game modes instead of just doing three. Because arcade is not really a game mode. It should be, like, competitive.
Why doesn't salary cap, like, if you want all the players to play alike, why don't they just make you just give you, like, faceless, nameless players for salary cap then and see who's the best skill?
I wouldn't mind.
I mean, you still get fluke when one of the guys forces a fumble and the other guy doesn't, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a whole different thing.
This game scares me, man. I don't know how to play competitively. This game can rely upon a random angle hit stick, and all of a sudden you lose the game because of it.
Yeah.
That shit sounds stressful as hell, bro.
You have no idea.
Especially with all that money on the line, bro. I kill myself.
You have no idea. I need sours because of quickness.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
That is extremely stressful.
Yeah, I believe it. Like,
I wouldn't say I got
You should you should do one of those like heart study things when you're playing Madden. Just like half the thing on your chest. So you can just see what's going on. This might not be healthy for you, man. This might not be healthy.
No.
Honestly, at this point, as long as it's not a tournament, I've had it.
So let's move on to talk about Mutt. Combine promo. Let's get through a little bit of this quick. Texas, day one of Combine promo. What do you think so far? Outside, don't factor in the glitch set. We'll talk about that in a second.
All right, I missed
that.
Yeah,
that sucks. It was
great. I caught
that
there. Gunfox made a lot of. I made a decent amount.
What is that text?
I made a decent amount of the glitch set, but I was panicking, and I was quick selling 90s on accident, so I made less than I would have. But it's all good. Still profit though. Still profit.
Yeah.
But no. So I will give this day one out of what seven.
is that what they're doing?
They're gonna balance it out. Well, Chris Johnson drops Friday or tomorrow, whenever this
the
goes
first,
live.
The first, I think. Right?
No, it said Friday. I think it said Friday.
Friday.
As far as the first, I don't. It's 28th. Anyway. Chris Johnson comes out Friday. I think they're going to coincide with the actual NFL Combine, which ends on the 6th. So it should be a week. That's what I'm.
Oh, is that
this thinking.
Week? Oh, I
didn't realize. Combine is this week. And so I would give today just based off of what it did for the scouts currency because scouts is down in price. Give it a 5. The players are weak as hell. Not gonna lie. Even McCaffrey came out with is basically just a. Not even a plus one, like a plus half one compared to what I want to already have on my team. So if you guys have the 96 McCaffrey powered up, this one that came out today is not much better outside of plus one speed. And EA is so petty that they didn't even give him a chance to get 95 awareness so you can get a deep route runner or elite route runner on him.
We can do power him up elite.
No, because his 93 has, or not, his 96 has 93 awareness and his 97 has 93 awareness. So you can power him up for 94 awareness. And EA decided to be jerks on that. It's so the only reason you can power up now is just to get the extra ability, but it's not even worth it. Now you can't even put elite route runner on him, so that kind of sucks. And the players, I'm not a fan of any of the players that came out today besides the punter because, like, that dude's jacked.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if from a salary cap perspective, Collective, the only player that got announced today that was that even looks remotely
King and Drake.
No, it's
okay for salary. Okay, he's not out yet. So we'll see how it goes. They can still give us like Odell Beckham's, the Jadeveon Clowney's.
There's going to be one. World. I mean, it's
we'll hope so. I mean, they've been kind of throwing curveballs all year long.
Yeah, I mean, it's the combine promo. There's one every year.
Yeah,
at least so. This is generally when they get the really fast guys.
Mm-hmm. And also, I got to give a bad grade because the bundle in the store was really so AC, another. There's also so petty. Why they discount the 10 pack bundle but not discount the 15 pack bundle? Like you can buy because so right. So yeah, so in the store right now, you can buy the combine packs for 800 points, or you can buy the you can buy 10 of them for 5,800, which is a huge discount, or you can buy the big bundle for 12,000 points for 15 packs and a nat topper. Like that doesn't make any sense.
You're saying I still have reason to buy the packs? I did not realize
the
discount.
They discounted. Don't buy the packs; they're terrible. But they discounted the hell out of the 10-pack bundle pack. Yeah. it's like $30 savings. $20
savings. But the packs are bad.
They're not worth it.
You get an 86, which is like guaranteed, which is like 15K. So if you were to buy 10 of them at 15K a piece times 10, that's like 150K. It's not a good value back. So
wait, how much is that bundle though?
50.
$50, $58. So.
Oh, so 50 for.
Yeah. So you can go to the black market and get better odds than that. So 5 out of 10. Fox.
I'm gonna go 3 out of 10.
What, 3? You're lower on this than I. You're okay. What's up?
This was not good. I mean,
the first day was not good.
Yeah, the bundle, NAT fucking toppers. Are you kidding me? Is it late February? Over 6 months into the game's lifespan, we got game changers like Matster here saying they've given up on the game with the patch they're releasing, and they're giving us NAT toppers in our bundles. We can't even auction or sell them. And they're trying to compete with the black market that's selling what $10 for a million coins or some wacky shit like that. No, it's not that low, but it's so stupid. Like, how dumb are you, EA?
I don't understand why it's.
Because wasn't this even, gonna like, be nat?
Can't you still get the Ultimate Legend one? That's like relatively close and not.
Well, if it's gonna be nat, it gotta be fantasy. Let me choose who the fuck I want to get.
Is it not even fantasy?
No,
it's random.
That's rough.
You gotta hope you get the McCaffrey if you're a Panther fan.
Yeah,
that's especially since it's all pretty much every other card is an O lineman. Oh man.
O-lineman, fullback.
Or punter or kicker, yeah.
Or punter or kicker.
Wow, that even hurts worse.
Yeah, I don't like that punter, though, man. I don't know why you ain't hiding that punter, man. I'm like, laying hit sticks with that motherfucker. Gonna be fun.
Yeah, I got a that punter.
I don't even know who it is. 86 speed, man. That's all I care about. I'm gonna be out here running that dude on kickoffs. It's mushing dudes.
You're gonna have kickoffs where you don't kick it out of the back of the end zone with a kicker?
No, I like going for hit sticks, man.
How many fumbles you been
I probably cause as many fumbles like I have touchdowns, so probably it's probably a nice little balance.
Touchdowns are so fucking powerful on kickoff returns. Anyways, yeah, really uninspiring. And I want to hear what you, Matster. What about you? Yes. Have you tried out the combine promo today much?
Well, I woke up, I looked at the patch, went to Mutthead, saw the card sucked, back to sleep. So, all
right,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah. That's like a 1 out of 10, we'll say. I
will say also the reason why I gave it a higher score than Fox is because they actually gave something for solo grinders. You can get a free 97 nat player.
That's
for
that's,
just playing solos. For literally,
I don't touch solos. That doesn't.
Why don't you touch? Okay, you and Fox are both weird. Without playing solos,
which I play because I'm also he's competing. I'm creating content. You. I'm playing stream. I'm on stream. Nobody wants to watch you stream solos.
I've seen viewers for it.
I have. Watch solos, bro. I stream for like 15 hours with the same solo. What are you talking about, Fox? I don't want to hear that.
You were level grinding, and the people, you did that overnight, and half those people I paid to make you feel good.
They're probably asleep too. They put me on the background and well asleep. Yeah. But no, so like this is good for solo grind because like the fact that you can just get on, knock out 4 easy. Like these are so much better than the Ultimate Legend solos that give you a nat one that are just going to be just training. Whereas this, you can probably pull one of the newer cards that are going to come out the next couple of days. So I do like that aspect because it's one of the easiest grinds in the world. It's repeatable too. So if they end up doing
I might be able to get two of them for all we
know. Wait, how many solos is it?
It's not 10. It's like 4 solos for one collectible. Then you gotta play super a total easy. Of 20 for another one. But it's literally the easiest thing in the world. It's just moments. Just like do this objective, get out of the game.
How much is it?
It's 24 solos in total.
There are moments, and it's like one in what, 4 a day?
Four a day for 7 days. So it's gonna be
how basically much training 20 is it? Might actually be the goal. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, it's 97. It'll be scouts with a quick sell for.
Oh, it'll be scouts.
So you can train that. You can turn it into training if you decide to like re-roll and try to get lucky and sell some cards, or you can just like gate the guaranteed value out of the 86 to 92 set and just sell that for coins.
Yeah. Well, I take the scouts. Are the scouts the same value as training relatively?
No.
1.2.
It's 1.2. Yeah. Wait. Million?
No, sorry. 1.2 scout to a training.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah, so, but you have to convert it through the reroll sets if you want coins, and then use the coins to buy training if you want to convert it that way.
I see. You wouldn't actually get a 97 overall player back.
You would, but then you'd have to if you want another player, you'd have to roll it into cards and then convert that way.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd probably get like a 92 to 95. Is that what it looks like?
Well, you physically get a 97 overall card.
No, but once you quick sell for scouts.
Oh, scouts, how much scouts you can get
check,
back?
I can check right now. I can check. You can get a 92 to 95 for 10,000 scouts.
Yeah.
So.
That'll be that, essentially.
Yeah. Or you can go to the random team builder pack and hit a 97 like everybody else is doing in the world.
They're
and
make not a bunch doing of coins. They're not.
Is that a thing?
Most people are losing. Don't do that set, dude. Do not believe the YouTuber hype. YouTubers are damn liars.
I pulled 4 97s and stopped. I'm not doing no more. Y'all are good.
You're saying I should definitely get a gold ring.
It's what was gag packs, man.
They're still good golds? Oh, they are? Oh.
Yeah, they're still there. Series 5. Bro, these packs are so much better than like as the season going on. I've been pulling at least out of my silver player packs. I'm getting mad.
Alright, I got a gold.
Yeah. Actually, the silver player packs are really good because low silver is going for a lot of coins.
Yes, and so are power-ups too, so.
Interesting. Did not think of it.
Yep. I pulled Eric Ebron the other day, 15,000. I was like, bet!
Yeah, so silver player packs are the best way of making coins by pulling packs right now.
Yep.
But it's tedious, you know, to sell off silvers and whatnot. That's the only downside.
Wait, did EA change the fucking store? Was game day always before the scouts?
I don't know. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay. You. I feel like they were trying to inflate these competitive numbers, bro. You think they slick?
I don't know, honestly, there.
Yeah. I think Scouts was second before. Now Scouts is third.
Yeah, I need my fate.
All right, a couple more topics left. What's up with the duos events being solo and CPU grind techs? What the fuck, man? Are they ruining events?
I'm really mad that they dropped one of the best stipulations for the worst mode.
What actually duos is solo this challenge?
You gotta play 10 solos for duo squash for the house event. 10 solos with a partner. While they dropped an update that's gonna make it difficult to find a game, stay in a game without getting desynced, and you have to get a first down on every third down. So there's no fourth downs, basically. Fourth downs or third downs.
Okay.
Yep. So you start 20 yards behind, so second and 20, basically, and you gotta get a fourth down, or otherwise the game's over. Or get a compare a third down, otherwise you can turn them all over. So it's a really dope stipulation. And it would have been perfect for head-to-head, but they put it in the one of the most hardest modes to find a matchup, bro. When I was in stream, everybody's always like, yo, who want to play? Who want to play? And nobody could find a partner. Huh. So it's really annoying. And then they would find a partner, and people don't know how to fucking play solo challenges, apparently, and make it more difficult. Dudes were up 7-0, get matched up with a bum, and then the game would desync because the patch is in the game right now. Everybody didn't have the update.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, they 3-hour grinds down the tube.
You get a loss for that?
Yeah, if you get a loss for that, if you desync, because it cuts you out of the game. Yeah.
You're some solo.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I like the stipulation. Stipulation's great. It would have been perfect going into a head-to-head event. The reason why this was so annoying, too, because this was the best reward they had given so far.
Yeah.
What actually is the reward?
A Nat 97 MVP, so 16,000 scouts. Oh, and you also get 50,000 coins in total, plus you get 20 series tokens. And so it's a really big reward for 10 games. Like 50K, 20 tokens, nat 97. One time, that's dope. Okay. Love that. But they made it so annoying because you can't chew clock on third downs because that's fourth down.
Yeah.
So you're just basically just mad because it takes like, it usually takes like between 10 and 15 minutes to chew clock a solo to completion. Now it's about 20 minutes. So it's like almost doubled, 20 to 25 minutes.
That's a good point. Which, I mean, yeah. I would have liked to see them do it. If they're going to do a solo battle one, like, or not solo battle. Solo one, also do it for online. I feel like
the hardest thing. Yeah, I get why they're attacking all demographics.
Cause yeah,
like, it's just annoying like, that they had the worst stipulation for this one, man.
Yeah, I get
like, it took me forever. Like, I could have knocked out 13 solo battle, 13 regular games, and got in 3 hours, and I could have knocked out these 10 because of the stipulation that was attached to it. But I still like it, though. I'm still engaged in this shit. I might do it again tomorrow so I can get my John Madden head coach. Close to those tokens.
Yeah, that is the best way to get tokens.
Probably that.
That's the best way to get tokens. Like you can literally, it's 4 hour grind, obviously. But if you have somebody ghosting it with you, which is like the best way to go about it, where they just quit the game while you play by yourself, you can get through the game quicker, and you can just get these tokens. So
wait, if you, they also do the solo for you.
Yeah. The method we put out earlier in the year. If one person gets into the game, so two people enter the game, after the kickoff, one person could quit. As long as the other person wins the game, they both get credit for the win.
Who wants to be a real one?
You cannot go into another squad's game while that squad's game is happening, though, or else you will get the loss. So, FYI.
That would not be a problem for me.
Yeah.
It's a cool little thing, though, man. So, hopefully we get some more head-to-head stuff in the future. Hopefully you see this one again, because I would like to see how people would adjust to first and 20. It'd probably just be a lot of fucking crossing routes and a lot of just like
you'd have
I mean, no running the ball, blocking 8 3-man routes, hoping somebody comes back for the ball, checking down the field. but this one has so much going on.
It would be really interesting.
I think the ones that are gonna be a lot more. But I do think that the playbooks aren't diverse.
Yeah. What do you mean by playbook ones?
Just different things that you could force people to do playbooks.
Okay.
Like, maybe you have to call something in the third formation in your every second down. Like, obviously, that's the things that more so target the playbook. I thought the not being able to hot route and audible was kind of, which
yeah.
I think obviously there you would like hot routes, and I would never want to play that for longer than 2 hours, but I did think the concept for a short period of time of school, and I think that's kind of what House Rules have a varied game state like that.
That shit was fun, man. I didn't have to worry about motherfuckers doing deep elite route running specials on these motherfuckers running all these patterns that I can't guard. I love it. Just nod, bro. Beat me man to man. I lost every single game, though. But like, beat me man to man, bro. Beat me man to man. My internet was bad.
And they did. Good,
they did.
And again, for things like that, I just like to see better playbook. I feel like we have really, really bland playbooks that, which is unfortunate.
But they got a really cool playbook. They don't release it for Mutt. That elite playbook? Yes. Dude, that shit bangs.
Oh, man. When I saw that at EA Play, I was like,
hold
up. I saw what was the formation. It was single back.
Is that a tackle over?
Bunch right tackle free.
Yeah, right tackle freeze. That's it. Yeah. That was fun.
Right. Pitch that went the opposite way, and it was quick, and I had a fullback dive hole.
And why? Okay, so a couple patches ago, they said, it's going to be really easy for us to put in new formations into the game. Why the fuck haven't they done that, Matster?
I think it was more so a test rather than, like, because I feel like we would have gotten more.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying is, this is beta 19.
I have no idea. However, I do think, I mean, because the thing is, we definitely would have gotten more stuff, I feel like, if it actually planned to, because it's not like it didn't work, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my thing. Is I hope that I've every single time I hear patch that morning, I roll through the playbooks because I desperately want that. But I mean, I feel like now we're 2 or 3 patches after they finally did it, and fortunately, the first time it was very subpar.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm not really mad at that because I think they even said it. That one title update.
Yeah, they said it was a lot easier going forward, and they haven't said anything, so they haven't done anything, so press F to pay respects.
it's something that I would.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that we would love. Circling back to the question I asked earlier, do you have confidence Madden 20 is going to be a good game?
Right now, I have, I'm hit with it. I don't want to have confidence. I don't want to say it's, ready either.
Okay. I mean, that's a good way to mention that. Yeah.
Because, right now, it's... I mean, I feel like the way I look at Madden right now, kind of looking based off potential.
Yeah. Cool.
I look at Madden. So I guess that kind of a different. Well, that makes sense.
I agree. Yeah. Oh, and just to give my final opinion on the duos events for solos, I agree with Tex there. It would have been great to have it head to head. I mean, with solos, the house rules I think are kind of wasted on solos because people just use solos for the rewards. Like these rewards could have been put into any solos, and people would have loved them. The house rules is a good way of changing up the meta and head to head. To kind of change up the chess match. Whereas the computer won't respect level sales that well. It won't guard crossing routes that well. Inside zone goes really well. They can't really shoot a gap with a user as a computer. So I think solos should be these kind of high end rewards should be put more into solos, and house rules should be kept head to head. So that way we can also satisfy both crowds that way. Moving on though, Master, do you have any competitive tourneys left? You're pretty high on the MCS leaderboard, aren't you?
Right now I am at 8. I'm going to be top 6.
Oh shit.
There are no more events outside of the flash.
So you don't have any shot unless you win that match yet.
There's a way. Huh. I am saying there's a chance. So the top 2 players at every event club series get auto bids, which takes you out of that top 6. Currently, there is a scenario that plays out where I was freaking out yesterday because the chance was near zero. And then there had to be 4 specific players that all ended up in different groups and have to lose in groups, which there's only 1 person that loses in each group because the 3 people get it out of the 4. They all got in different groups. And then as long as a couple people don't place in top 4, I have a chance. So I actually have reasonable life right now.
Huh. Well, that's neat. So wait. Doesn't somebody have to wait? If they win, then they're
then I'm out.
Oh, why? Wait, I thought if they're above you, they win and they're in.
Right? Well, they're right below me. Oh. So again, there are 7 people above me right now. It's the people right below me that could pass me. So once those 2 offset, then I'm done because I can't even make my way up. It would take someone getting banned.
So you gotta start digging up tweets, dude.
Start searching room.
Yeah.
I got a. It was a very unfortunate life.
Start busting down prostitution rings in other states.
Inspect elements a thing, man. It's
yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's frustrating because after top 4 at Vegas, I was in a really good spot, and then.
And then Apex came and you blew your competitive edge on it?
Not really. I mean, I had what ended up happening realistically, I had 2 very good games early in tournament. And I don't have any issue with that from my perspective, but realistically the chance of losing increased. Especially in a game like Madden where it is kind of real. And I would I don't think I got best draws in terms of the dice rolls in those games. Now, I don't think I got overtly robbed in those games, but I think I played really
well. Yeah.
But what can you do, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's
mad. I feel like I played really well. I feel like I played here, but now we're sitting here and I'm going to more than likely miss out by 1 spot or 2 spots. And it is incredibly unfortunate.
That's sad. That's tough.
Yeah. And the worst part is, worst part of it all is they added the last chance qualifier. So the last 2 spots for that final event
are from the Last Chance qualifier, 32 players in each console. Final two out of that entire single elimination bracket make it to final event. Well, more than likely, if that wasn't a thing, I would be locked already. Because then two of those people that get out of their group, it would take, like, two of them could still get out of their group and it would be fine.
Uh-huh.
Because I would be in that eighth spot still. So,
damn.
I'm used to getting unlucky, but man, it doesn't suck right now.
The change in rules screwed you.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it was a good change, too. It's just, you look at it now, like, oh, yeah, now I see the issue.
That's too bad. Well, I hope your chance comes through. But, all right, moving on. All right, well, last topic. Tex, we've talked about this for a long time, about stats going over 100. Matster, I want to hear your opinion. Do you think stats in Madden, like physical stats like speed, acceleration, agility, should go over 100 in order to keep there being like a reason to build a team in Mutt going through for the next 5 months?
It's hard because like, look, I don't think it really did much.
Look at like CJ2K right now, right? Look at CJ2K right now. 99 speed, 99 elusiveness, 97 break tackle, or is it 99? I don't remember.
97 break tackle.
97 break tackle. Like, basically, like, what's a running back in April going to look like? Like, how is that improving on a CJ2K?
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, like, I mean, I think they should, only because I don't think it really did that much. If, right. Like, wasn't it only all number?
Yeah, I think the highest we ever saw was, like, 108.
Yeah, but wasn't it, like, weren't the actual increases past 100 relatively small?
No, they lied. They're not relatively small. They didn't exist.
No, they existed, but like they were
no testing proved otherwise.
Really,
didn't exist. Yeah, me and Clickwood kind of ruined it because GutFox blames me and my band Click, mostly me, for ruining over 100 stats. Because it was back in Madden, was 16 when they were out here advertising these things were going like 105 speed. You get into the game and you test 105 speed, it didn't work. You test 108 kick power and you couldn't make a farther field goal than
there was nobody with 108 kick power.
No, it was 100. I think it had Vinatieri 103. Vinatieri 103 that year, I believe.
Well,
about to go look this bitch up right now.
Let's look it up. It wasn't 108.
Yeah, I mean,
but here's the thing: if they test it and make sure it works, why not?
Yeah, yeah, I don't.
Plus, really Mud League said it did actually work.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Right? I thought it.
Not back then, though. No, they lied back then. That's why they got rid of it.
Is that actually the thing? I don't know.
I mean, if you look at all the stuff that me and old boy did, it would be hard to bring it back in the game if it didn't work, because it was just, they were just putting stuff on cards for sake of putting stuff on cards.
Yeah, I mean, that was my thing. It's like, I feel like, I mean, I don't think, like, it's weird, because you don't want players to get too crazy, right?
101 kick power. Wait, I don't mind them being too crazy, especially at this offseason. Like, go nuts. Like, fucking go stupid. Go bananas. Like, I just want to see just, like, if Chris Johnson came out and you could put Sprinter and John Madden on him, you have 100, like, what is that, 102 speed? I'm here for it. Especially if you can see it on the field as significant as a, like, yeah. He's fast as hell. I would love to see him out here in the open field just, like, run by 99 Dion, just, like, gone. Yeah. That'd be kind of fun to see him go into second gear. But, because, like, at this point, there's, like, legit no point to build a team outside of just increasing what hit power.
Yeah, I mean, and they could always just increase them. I mean, I guess. There's definitely an issue. That's part of the issue of making chemistry. Right? Yeah. Like, chemistry this year is really good, but then, well, now, you added that awesome, like, I don't know what the opinion is on chemistry. People like chemistry being like, I honestly don't.
I like more choices.
I like them.
Okay.
I like Madden 17 Kims. These Kims are cool.
Okay.
I'm more in the Madden 17 camp where like it wasn't like run stuff did everything for run stuff. You had to like choose if you wanted block shed or if you wanted like tackle. Okay. I'm more in that camp.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I just think it's kind of it's a hard thing, right? Because once you get one, it's kind of hard to fully balance it.
Yeah. I mean,
100, over 100 stats are the thing. It's like I think part of it is not one gets cards too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And also if people didn't really feel like there was a sounds right, but
I mean like any two stat numbers, like what's the difference between 92 acceleration and 90 acceleration? It's not that large.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's probably it might even be competitive. I don't know, but I mean you could still balance that and take effectively out.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean I'm indifferent on it personally. I don't really care.
I'm not going to throw shots, but, like, y'all got out of positions terrible this year.
Whoa. I don't know anyone. Actually, that's not true. No. I didn't mind it. I thought it was cool. Because, like, there's some team building there. You find the player, like, there wasn't anything crazy. The bow wasn't, like, here's my thing, too. Always with competitive. You think there's a card that's overpowered? Should be able to just change power cap. Like,
yep.
You can take cards out of the game effectively. Make them 999 cap. So I don't see why that affects much. And I don't know if it does, honestly. It might. Maybe that's a thing more so. No? But I have no idea there. So I. If it does, I think that's a process. I think you. And a salary cap at. And they haven't done that at all this year. But we've seen it in the past. It's not like. No, unheard of. I don't know why.
It definitely feels like they're redeeming the out-of-position program with Ultimate Legends, because those players, the lower-end Ultimate Legends, have out-of-position players, like out-of-position Sean Taylor at halfback.
Yeah, I was real happy when I saw
that. Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
Like I said, I'm a big fan of out-of-position.
Yeah, and going back to the stats over 100 and what they can do for 20, it's a lot easier. Just start them lower. Like, every year, they only really have, like, 10 stats to improve. Like, people start, like, 90 speed, so you can never really ever go up to 99 or like 10 or yeah. 8-9 spots. So that's something they can do next year. And you know, the lowest cards are only ever like 40 speed. So they don't really use the whole rating scale like MLB The Show does. So hopefully they move lower than that in the coming future if they refuse to go over 100 stats.
Yeah, I mean, people always complain about that though. So it's like it goes.
Who complains about a D tackle being one speed?
I mean, one speed, that's. I mean, I feel like every year people are complaining about lower stats this year.
Yeah, I know. Which is...
No, I don't have an issue with it again. I don't have an issue with it, personally, but I would assume.
I don't know. I don't think they should worry about some of the complaints so much. Just make the best game possible, however that is. Like, I get it. You can literally complain about anything in life, right?
Okay, so there's two. One, that's... I'm not necessarily... But that does kind of counter the point of... Like that.
No,
I do think that's a thing. Like, I do think they're paying a lot more attention trying to give us what we want.
Yeah.
But, and I think throughout the entire year, we've seen pretty much improvements across everything we've asked for.
Yeah.
It might not be perfect. It might not be exactly what we want. It might not be fully. Yeah, but we have seen an attempt.
I would agree with that. And so let me finish my point here. Like, you could complain about anything you want. As a game designer, you need to see the community's complaints about what you're doing. And then when you see those complaints, you need to take them in whole and decide, how does this game want to play? How do we want our game to play? Now, you see the complaints, okay, speed starting too low. That's one side. We're stopping at 99. That's another. Players don't increase enough through the year then. And then we're kind of stuck at the end of the year and it's boring. Now, what do you take all those complaints in total and do? There's a few things to do. Lower them at the start of the year, take those complaints, people seeing lower stats. Raise up the cap so you can go over 100. But you need to do something. Like, there's an overall complaint about stats. They need to figure that out.
No, and I think what you're saying is actually the right way of going about it. So let me also mention that. I think that is the way you need to start lower. But if there's anything that leads me to believe why lower, and like, that would also... I guess the part of it is there isn't 100. I think that's the way to do it. But more than likely part of the... I mean, I wouldn't say they haven't gone down, too. I mean, they've gone down each of the past 2 years.
They have, yeah. They've gone down slowly.
So, I mean, it's a process, I would say. I don't think... It's hard for me to be mad at them. And, I mean, that's the thing on a lot of things, too. Normally, it's transitional. Yeah, fix it. Right.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like, with that, like, I see the complaints about people like, oh, look at this card compared to last year, it's nowhere near as good, and I'm like, it's not the same game, it's a different game, you balance the cards against each other in the game at the moment, so I always hated those complaints, and like, oh my god.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
Because it's just stupid, right? I mean, it's literally a false equivalency, right?
Totally.
But it is still a complaint, so it's probably factored in, but again, I think, and that's why when I look at this game again, like I mentioned earlier, I look more. Because that's when you're going to start to see those full games that you really. And again, the past 2 years, we've seen exactly what we're talking about, right? So more than likely, in 20, we probably see it again. That's Like, I have no clue, but if I had to assume, we're probably going to start off with, like, an 82 speed user at the start of the year, right? Because R was 84, and we kind of saw, and again, we had safeties and linebacker this year. I don't have a clue, but, like, we don't have linebackers, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we don't have Apke next year. We go back to having Barr.
Yeah, I like safeties at linebackers. I personally love that.
Yeah, I would just wish there was a better trade-off. I feel like they
kind of... against the run? Yeah, they always have. That's why they're putting the weak box system. Because teams play the run perfectly well.
But again, they didn't factor that in for... Like, it doesn't account for stuff.
Yeah. And...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some safeties right now are, 230 pounds kind of linebackers, like Cam Chancellor's, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's aspects to that.
They're outliers, though.
There's still I mean, I've seen
Apke. Most of these guys is tiny as hell, man.
So, I think that's the right way of doing it. I mentioned earlier. There's a reason why I look at this game. That's part of it. Generally, very rarely we'll see snap changes. And it's kind of hard to with the snap cycle. So I kind of look at it like, well, where are we going? And then if I think it's wrong, that's part of why. I mean, that's when I start to get mad. If I see something kind of going the wrong way and it looks like that's the future, that's when I'd get mad. But I saw that the past 2 years now and probably see it again next year.
Yeah, for sure. Texas, any other thoughts? Any other words?
I was going to say, I do want to see just only with you over 100 stashes, only on like physical stuff, like speed, acceleration, agility. Because I don't really want to see 105 man, because it's not going to make a difference with the thresholds.
Oh, I agree. Totally.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just if you're looking for threat. As someone who plays has. Exclusively for threat.
I don't like thresholds, man. I think the higher the zone, the higher man, how should play. The route running better should be better. The more crisp route should be.
Man is dangerous. Route running is as dangerous. But, I mean, I guess, break time. I guess it's just break time, and that's the only thing. But
yeah.
That would be a way to do it. Man is always dangerous to me because you don't want, like, plays. Because then it's they just come at man every play. So that
yes,
is.
I agree.
I do that now, though.
I mean, man's not crazy. I mean, it's good.
I know it's not great now, but if you run man and send seven, like
yeah. I mean, I don't know if did you play the NASF at all?
The what?
Did you? I think you didn't play the NASF.
The beta before 19 tax.
What does that mean? I don't think you didn't play.
No, the downloadable beta. You know, the closed beta, the open beta. That
shit. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I don't remember playing that. I did play it actually.
Yeah, man was like wild for.
Yeah,
it was a good problem.
I get you on that, but that's where route running factors in, right?
Well, again, that gets to the argument of well, how much? Because at that point on, you could literally just out teams very easily.
I'm trying to. I'm paying all this money to be out team somebody. I'm not trying to out scheme you.
Text,
you got
95
man.
Text,
I got 99
text.
Route running, bro. You fucking roast Dion's ass on this little C route coming up. You can click on if you want to and play it, but it's going, you know it's coming. I ain't spent all this money in this game for me to basically get lose to a guy that has 99 man, but because it's all sticky and I have, this, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I pay all this money. I didn't have a point there. But if I pay all this money, I should be able to out-scheme, out purchasing.
I think with shading and stuff, man could play like some routes a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's that, and that's a completely different thing, right? I'm just talking more so about like literally if man coverage plays too well to rating, you kind of have a problem. And I think I always think you touch man too much.
I just don't want thresholds, man. I feel like thresholds just ruins dope. Like so we had Jake on a podcast what 2 years ago. We were talking about the plus one center that was going on in Madden. Yeah. He's not coming on.
He's not coming back.
And so I was like, I didn't like how a car would go from like an 89 overall to a basically 93 and then upgrade to be plus ones. Because that was like a really bad epidemic back in like Madden 17. I think Madden 17 was when it was like at its worst. And so this, like Madden 18, they fixed that by doing actual plus ones on the plus one overall increases. But I'm like, a plus one, like, but because of thresholds, the plus one doesn't actually matter. And so I feel like when you get to a guy who has 95 route running,
and
you just kind of...
I think part of it too is knowing when animation thresholds are okay, and when there should just be a scale. Like I feel like zone should scale. Doesn't.
I would love it there.
You know what I mean? It's.
Yeah.
And I think in this game it's supposed to. I don't know. I haven't played around zone. One of those things, but. I mean, yeah, I don't think thresholds are the only answer. I think some kind of happy medium thresholds for certain things, like QB accuracy. Like, you know, I don't need quarterbacks missing drags and throwing to the other team. And maybe that's part of wanting, you know, different games in a way, right? But I do think there is room for them, but I also think there's a way to not or and not make everything reliant on it. And I think that's the way to go about it.
I think it'd be the best way to just because it's just long term. This game's better when you actually feel the need to upgrade.
Yeah.
Right now, a lot of our teams are stale because we all kind of have the same player because we all have the same stats that we want. That's probably why everybody says Madden's dead. It's not dead. It's just a lot of stuff that is in it right now.
Well, stale. And part of that too is all my playbooks. Yeah. That's
you're a big okay. So
I'm big on playbook. The big thing. I feel like everybody's running the same. Isn't really, and I'm for the past 30 minutes I've been in practice mode. There is some cool any other performance, and that we very easily could mind.
So, like, game changer, get the change in the game. What the fuck, dude? Get that shit in the game, dude. Do your job.
I can say I've asked about playbooks yet.
Have you asked them? But with Luca Brasi with a gun to their head, dude.
Luca Brasi,
like. So,
tell them to put their signature on the page or their brains.
Yeah, so let me just mention a good example of the playbooks kind of not being what they could be is I'm looking at the tight end formation in playbook round, whatever you want to call it. No shotgun in this playbook. And there's the skinny post play. So you have a skinny post from your solo receiver and your outside tight end. It's in no playbooks in the game. Instantly makes this playbook, this formation, a lot better. Instantly. Why is this not in a different playbook? It has a stretch. Not, I don't know if there's a single twin tight end in the game out of week that has stretch. A toss going like a toss week doesn't exist in the game. I don't even know if this would be good, but it's something different that shouldn't be hard to add to other things in the game, and that's the thing that really bugs me. It's like, why can't I get something? Like, it's not an animation issue. Like, the animation's in the game. I just called the play. Like, it exists. Why can't I call this in a different playbook? That's the stuff that annoys me. Well, there's stuff even in the game that we could work with that is really cool and different than literally everything we have in the game. Why can't I call this in an actual game?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's kind of weird. Like it is weird that they don't, they have it, but they don't offer it. Like, how hard is it to add that stuff into Mutt, right? To sprinkle it into the other playbooks.
I mean,
do you
don't
think
know.
We should get customized playbooks in Mutt?
No, I don't. A custom playbook should.
That's just gonna cause a bunch of D6, bro. Nobody want that.
That sounds accurate, actually. That's probably a thing.
What about regs have it, and we don't get a lot of. Do we hear a lot about D6 and regs?
I have no idea. So yeah. I mean, I don't think it's. I don't think custom playbooks. I guess my opinion. I think we need to. Hopefully, we can move away from customs. But I would like, I don't know, like 5-10 years. I think something that would be really, like, almost being able to create plays and then create your actual own scheme. But that would.
You mean like 10 years ago?
No, but that was a completely broken, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter. We had it.
I wouldn't want anything like that. Almost would. That almost was.
How was it? Well, here's the thing. Madden was broken as fuck back then, across the board. If you're gonna play online against somebody else, with all the A gaps and shit, and with all the other degenerative shit in the game, that was just another portion of it. Like, so we can't look at that stuff and saying, like, oh, that was broken. The whole fucking thing was broken.
Well, no, but I mean, I guess I probably didn't use it. I think it wasn't fully, I would, if I want it, like, if it's going to get done, I would like to see it, like, fully well done.
Like, I want to be able to control the type of blocking. I want full control, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be really cool.
It had pretty good control. Like, you could...
I might be
confusing head coaches one with Madden one, but you could do the routes. You can do, like, pass blocking, run blocking, that kind of stuff. So,
I mean, maybe... again, I'm not going to act like I have any.
Okay.
I mean, I've talked about it because it's something that I've asked people how it was, because I mean, thing way back.
Yeah, but obviously, custom playbooks would be the journey to that, though, right?
Maybe. I don't really...
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I don't think those two are part of the same. They sound closer than they actually are, in my opinion. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, custom playbooks is just bringing formations from in plays. It's something a system already in the game. All you have to do is port it over. Whereas, like, what you're doing is a completely new build, like a completely new thing. So,
but I think that improves the experience more. And honestly, I think it makes competitive better when you can actually, you know, like, not just build your scheme, like, yeah, but actually fully create offense.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're there yet. I don't think that's something we'd see relatively soon. Because again, it would take better being able to extra thing. Still can't cover a crosser with this. We should be able to do. But it's something that I've been like not waiting for, because again, that's not something like I don't know the word for it, but it's definitely something I would like to see very much.
Uh-huh. I got you. Yeah, me too. I agree.
Because right, I think that's...
Oh, yeah? What's up?
Like, again, I think that makes the game more fun, right? Yeah. If you have full control of really what you're calling. And that makes Madden part of that chess match when, well, here are your plays. Not just the plays that you call, but here are your versions of the best possible things. Now, I don't know. Again, I wouldn't know the way it would work. It's not like it's something I've thought through. But it's just something that...
Convince us you're a game changer. Convince the EA people. That's who we need you running to and telling all about this. Like, yeah, so get your salesman pants on, go over to EA and be like, hey, EA, please. We want it. Please, please, please.
Yeah, I mean
that. Can you do that, Master?
I don't even know if I probably have. But I probably have.
It'll be fun. No, I completely agree. I like it.
Yeah, and then I don't know why I just remember that now. Oh yeah, I called the pitch in whatever formation. I was thinking about bunch right tackle freeze, and I just remember the thing I meant to mention earlier with the run blocking. The second issue with run blocking is that pulling guards don't run.
That is an issue this year. That wasn't there last year.
Yeah, I know, but that's part of the issue. Well, that's why I mentioned this. Like, it's this year. There's issues with running. That's the second one. It's not necessarily as much the targeting as it is, like, you can't call half the runs. You can't wait. That was the other thing.
Yeah, but I just want to say, fuck the run. Dude, get the fuck out of here. This is NFL 2019. Pass the ball or get wrecked.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But that's it for the pod. Any last words before we head out, Tex?
We got a Marcus Mariota coming out on Wednesday, so
yesterday for when this goes 10. Up,
yes, because it's not Cam Newton, so 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10.
Well, wait, how fast is this man?
91 speed. He sucks.
Do they really?
I mean, he's 91 speed, 93 like throw power.
Ooh, 93 throw power.
I mean, we just got Deshaun Watson. Does it
say his cat value?
Never has his cat value. No, I can tell you, let's find out. I can read the stats for you real quick. For those, if you guys haven't paid attention to Madden in a couple of days, 91 speed, 93 throw power, 96 short, 90 mid, 88 deep, and 97 throwing a run. With 97 throwing to pressure, so that's why his overall is so high. Because it's throwing to pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, great throwing to pressure. I don't know if that matters, to be honest. But
if you have, it depends on your trade. If you have a perfect or average trade right there, if you have ideal or average, under pressure trade doesn't matter. If you have paranoid like Vic, then the under pressure value does matter.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's, Oblivious is also nice too, which is fucking, it's just hilarious.
That is very interesting. Is that like 100% confirmed?
I refuse to use the word 100%, but Marksman tested it. I've looked at it. It seems to be consistent.
Yeah, Gun Fox didn't want to use Brett Favre 2 years ago in Madden because he was terrible. He had schizoid? As his trait?
Oh, yeah.
Favre is a goon.
But under pressure, he would throw the ball literally out of bounds.
Or wait, to so team. That brings up the question, what does Vic have?
He's got paranoid.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now I'm actually curious. Wait, so what does Mariota have?
Let me go look at
you
it.
You can check his gold card, all the cards. They don't update the traits at all, which is why it's weird, because traits, like, they just should, stay there all year long. For every, so. I mean, they should probably update some of them.
Mariota.
Like if a guy makes a clutch play, like Stephon Diggs still isn't clutch. He made a clutch play in the championship game last year.
Mariota's senses pressure is average, so he should be good under pressure.
Interesting. He might be a core. I did not know that, actually. That's very interesting.
Yeah, so paranoid.
Vic has been making me mad the past few days now back on salary cap.
Especially with more people having, like, if people put under pressure on their cards, that's what I've been putting on people to counter Vic's, so they throw them more wild passes.
That's interesting.
I lost the weekend league game because Vic under pressured the ball out of bounds. I'm like, there's nobody near you. There's nobody near you. The ball, just throw the ball to the motherfucking receiver and we're good. He threw the ball out of bounds. I'm like,
yeah.
You'd be quarterback.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, dudes, take it easy. It was fun. Muttmen 155. I'm going to put all their links in the description. So check that out. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and rate us whatever we think we deserve. We could take it. We're men.
I can't, though. So it's 5 stars.
unsubscribe and then resubscribe so we can inflate our numbers. Please do it. Help us out.
Appreciate that a lot for scamming the system. Yes. And take it easy, dudes. And I will see you tomorrow.